to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Oh, hi. Welcome along to the podcast.
Sorry, I was just...
Day after Australia Day.
Australia Day.
I'm a bit dehydrated. Anyone else dehydrated?
No. I did what you said. Drink water. Don't drink beers and get in the sun because otherwise you'll get burnt.
Or you'll fall asleep at 6 p.m. like somebody I know.
Oh, really? How was Milko's Australia Day night?
Did he fall asleep?
Yeah, we got home and then he was like, oh, I'm just lying on the lounge on his phone. I'm like, don't you fall asleep? I'm not going to fall asleep.
No, shame on him.
So there's a couple of days you can do that, though.
Yeah.
Australia Day is one of them. Easter Sunday is another.
Yeah.
And Christmas Day.
Well, Anzac Day, he's allowed to do that.
Yes, of course,
he served in the army, so that's his day.
So he's allowed to...
Yeah, and Australia Day. If you're going to get Aussie Pride tattooed on your back like a...
Has he got that on his back?
Go on. If you're going to get Aussie Pride tattooed on your back like a what?
I don't know. Let me just say, so he's got Australia Pride on his back and the Southern Cross, but he actually got it because he was serving in the army and he was very patriotic. Still is patriotic, but very patriotic. So he got it done. Happened to me when I first met him, and I was like, oh, you got a tattoo on your back. What's that? What does that say? And he goes, Australia Pride. It was before the Cronulla riots. Because really, that's what that tattoo's associated with.
Yes,
people
I know.
Doing the wrong thing. And it's a pretty big tattoo.
So is it a big one?
Full back, yeah.
His full back?
Yes, yeah, so it's got like Australia across the shoulder blades and the Southern Cross stars and then Pride at the bottom.
Wow.
Mm. I mean, really, if he was going to join a bikey gang, that would be his leathers.
Has he any other ones?
Oh, he's got Tonta on his arm.
Oh, Tonta.
It looks crap. So it doesn't even look... It looks like it's Jonta. He hasn't had a good run with tattoos.
Old Jonta, hey? I'll have to remember that the next time I see him. Old Jonta. G'day, Jonta. How you going, brother?
And because everyone has tattoos, I reckon they regret.
Yeah.
Probably a good phone topic we could do on air.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah. Tattoo you regret.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Put it down in the planet. This is how we plan the show, guys. So if you think that the podcast is the good stuff that we've done, no, we just talk shit until we find a really good phone idea.
Latch on. And then off we go.
Write it down.
Tattoos you regret.
Yeah.
Have you any tattoos?
None.
I don't have any.
I wanted to get one. My brother got a couple. So he's got it. He plays guitar really well.
Oh, yeah.
So he got a guitar on his left arm, and then he got all of his children's name on his right arm. So on the outside, he's got Bryce. On the inside, he's got Zoe and Brooke. So
a lot of people do that.
He's got his kids' names.
I like that one. What's with the guitar on the other? Just in case he forgets, which instrument do I play? Oh, yeah, I play the guitar.
And it faces him too. So the head of the guitar is the opposite way that it is on his hand. So it faces him. It's really weird.
He's actually got what each string is. E-A-D-G.
Yeah, that's right. Just so he can remember when he's in exams.
Yeah, exactly right. But it's a pretty cool tat. I reckon... But you're right. People regret their tattoos. Have you seen that MTV show, Tattoo of Us?
No.
Oh, that's when... So it'd be like you and Damo getting tattoos, but you don't know what your tattoo is because you're blindfolded and he doesn't know what his tattoo is.
Oh, we choose for each other?
You choose the tattoo for each other. There has been some people, when you see the show, there's a lady crouching down doing a poo.
Oh, my God.
And they've tattooed that on her leg, like really big on her leg.
No way.
And they went, why did you do that? This will ruin your friendship. And when the girl saw it, she just laughed and laughed and laughed.
And
she said, what are you laughing about? It's a tattoo of you doing a poo on your leg. Why are you laughing? And she said, because I did the poo on her bed.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
So this is what happened.
That is hilarious.
It's a great show. Tattoo of Us. If you haven't seen it, you got to check it out and you'll laugh and you'll never want to get a tattoo again.
All right.
Ever. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, here's the stuff that actually happened in today's show. Dam site cooler than what it was yesterday for places like Ostermere, Thirroul. We got friends at Coaldale and Bulleye who said, never seen it more chock-a-block on Australia Day than yesterday. And some of the photos on our Facebook page, people put up loads of photos.
Massive.
It was great to see, but it was chock-heaving.
It
was
really
chock-heaving.
I think, you know, everybody really just wanted to get out, you know, get out, have a day off. I mean, it was a massive day, though, even nationally, I mean, there was protests yesterday as well.
Of course.
For Invasion Day. And I see all the celebrities are getting on now. Chris Hemsworth and Jimmy Barron saying, hey, change the date. And yeah, but
that's
I mean,
a debate that comes up every year. But I feel like it's getting more and more vocal.
It certainly is. It's rising up.
But it only gets vocal 2 days before the Australia Day, doesn't it?
I know.
Nobody else talks about it after that. Yeah. And of course, that's what do you change the date to? And
someone said to change it to mate.
Yeah, May 8th. Yeah, I mean, that's the big one.
I like that.
I
just like that as a kind of a thing. Hey, what you get up to, JD? Because you never told us.
Well, we ended up going to the farm.
Kilnee.
It was the same as what you said, Strainy. One of our friends who's lived at Shellharbour his whole life, he's like, I've never seen it as busy today. Like, as busy here as it was today. It was packed.
Mm.
So we had some friends. We thought we were being quite tactical.
Oh, yeah.
That friend, Craig, who lives at Shell Cove, I'm like, okay, I'll bring over Mama Jude's gazebo, go down early in the morning and set it up. He got there at 6:30 in the morning. All the car parks were taken.
Wow.
Everyone had their
6:30
in the morning. Everyone had their gazebo set up on the grass area, and people were going down to the beach. It was packed. So we got there at 11, and as soon as we drove into the national park, it looked like the farm markets were on. There were that many cars everywhere, and Milko was like, "Oh, I don't know about this. I think we should go home. Let's just get the blow-up pool out in the backyard."
That's always the thought. There's too many people
there.
Let's go
home.
We're
not going to get a park. And it was packed.
Now, wait, just to confirm. So you got your mate Craig to go down there at 6:30.
Yep.
What, set up a spot?
Yep.
And then you arrived like 4 hours later. you held a spot for 4 hours.
Yeah, well, they ended up just putting a couple of blankets down. We didn't put up our gazebo. We just put a couple of blankets down on the grass.
You held a spot for 4 hours with it. I don't know about this.
It wasn't like, well, because it was a bit of grass. It wasn't like it was a built gazebo or rotunda or table or chairs.
I don't know why you find this strange thing.
It feels so corrupt.
Why? You've got the gazebo there with your blankets. People don't know you could be in the water.
That's right.
But it's so immoral.
Get down off your high horse.
Okay, so
when I was sitting under the shade with my big pregnant belly out, there were no morals.
But I mean, was it when you got there? Was it still there for you?
Oh yeah, it was still there. But the place was packed. No parking. You could not get parking. So everyone was parking up the top.
That's karma.
Yeah. Well, not for me. It's not, because I got my husband to drop me off right down the bottom.
Yes.
He had to go park up the hill. Oh. We were like, we had some friends there, and he's like, oh sweet, I jagged a park right to the front. When I leave, come and take my spot. So he's like, I'm about to go.
Yes.
So Milko went up the top, got the car, brought it down. And as soon as Dane walked to his car, three different people pulled up and went, mate, you leaving? Mate, you leaving? No, I'm not. And then he waited till Milko got there, and then he came out, Milko came in. One of the cars did a lap around, and this lady started abusing Milko. I've been driving around for an hour.
Wow.
You can't do that. You can't steal the park. That park was mine. And then Milko's like, hey, he's my friend. We planned it. That when he left, I was going to take his part. How about you make friends with someone and you can do the same thing?
Yes.
Gee, why didn't you say, hey, you think that was good? You should have seen how long we kept our space.
Our gazebo
4
space.
And a half hours, dude.
We've been sitting on that real estate for weeks.
Yes.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Strainy and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, Jade, quick question for you. What do you like at keeping secrets, you know, surprises from your family?
Oh, good.
Are you good at it?
Yeah. If I've got a good surprise, I don't want the person to find out. But my husband always seems to
blurt it out.
Yeah.
Seems to find out every surprise I do.
It's a very difficult thing when you're trying to surprise people. You want to keep it, you know, impulsive. And it's meant to sound amazing.
It's part of the excitement.
Yesterday, because it was Australia Day, myself and Eileen, we organised something unique for the whole family to do. A unique surprise, okay? We had heard about touchdown helicopters.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Yeah,
they were doing joy flights.
Very cool.
You could go up into the sky, you could see the Illawarra from the sky. An amazing thing to do. So we organized it, and we told the kids nothing.
Wow.
So did you just drive there? Did you say we're going to do something and
they
didn't know?
Well, first of all, that was the problem. We started off by saying, hey, guys, got a big surprise for you guys. Make sure you dress up because we might get some photographs. And they're like, oh, what are we doing? What are we doing? And, and then they just started to really annoy us because it was just, oh, are we going here? Are we going there? Are we doing the treetops? Are we heading to Jamboree? Where are we going? It was just this constant, you know.
It's a barrage of questions
just
from the kids.
Us with questions. And we said, guys, you're just going to love it. It's going to be so much fun. So we built up this incredible, you know, excitement amongst the kids.
Yeah.
This massive excitement. We got them into the car. They're all raring to go. They were still guessing as we were driving, making our way out to Albion Park. That's where we were heading. Mm. 20 minutes from the house down the highway. Traffic was pretty bad. It was hot. But I tell you what, we had aircon, so we were happy.
That's right. Mm. And the anticipation too. They still didn't know where they were going.
They had no idea. They thought we were climbing a mountain because as we went along, we said, you know what? It's somewhere where we're going to get a beautiful view of everything. And then they're like, oh, we've got to climb something. Oh. Yeah. And they weren't happy with that.
Yeah. 40 degrees.
Yeah, good idea.
No one liked that idea at all. Eventually, we get to the airport, pulling in. Then their minds start going, So Eileen's like, oh, no, we're going to go and look at all the airplanes here. And again, they were excited by that because the museum's amazing.
Yeah.
But as we pulled in to touchdown helicopters, I tell you what, they were rare.
They were pumped.
Good. We got out of the car, we went to the reception, rang the doorbell, a guy opened it up, and we said, hey, we've organized to go on a helicopter flight. And he says, mate, you come to the wrong place. So now the kids know they're going on a helicopter ride.
Yeah.
They're all, we're going on a helicopter ride.
Yeah.
And then this guy, mate, you come to the wrong place. It's back in Wollongong at the helipad.
Oh, no.
So he gets on the phone and he rings up the guys. He puts them on speaker. He says, ah, there's a family here. They want to go on the, and they said, ah, we're finishing up for the day.
No way. So not only were you in the wrong place, you were too late.
The kids are all excited. Suddenly their face is dropping.
Oh,
our
deflating.
Secret. As we built this up for about 3 hours.
Oh, I know.
3 hours of suspense. Anyway, they took us. We got in the car. We drove back. We drove back to Wollongong. We went there. The team at Touchdown, awesome. Beautiful bunch. Beautiful bunch.
Did you drop a... Don't you know who I am?
I did not. I
that was a lie.
You keep wearing that Damien Leith Australian Idol winner shirt.
I wore,
people are going to figure it out.
I wore my Australia Day ambassador.
So what was it like when you got up? Where did you go?
It was amazing. We took off into the... They made me sit in the front.
Yep.
Okay. Now, here was the thing. Just as we're getting on, Kiki turns around and says, what was the name of that basketball player?
Oh, no, Kobe Bryant.
That's what she talks about just before.
No.
And then we're all suddenly getting worried. And we're like, no, Kiki, that was a freak accident and all that. She's starting to worry. But I tell you what, we got up there. I I'll be totally honest, I took one for the team. I was sitting in the front, you know, as we were taking the turns up in the sky.
Yeah,
you know, maybe the old...
tummy got a little butterflies in the tummy.
Yeah, but I had to play it cool, you know, for the whole family. I had to rough it up. Yeah, we got this, guys.
So what did you see? Did you go do beaches?
We saw all the beaches. We went along the coast.
Oh,
it was
beautiful.
Honestly, it was an amazing... If you get an opportunity to do it, I strongly recommend it. It was absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Even though we had spoiled the surprise by screwing it up, the surprise was still a surprise.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
It was insane. They were really...
Lovely.
I strongly recommend it.
And note to everyone else.
Yeah,
go to the airport at Shell Harbour.
Go to the right place. Of course, go to the right place.
And if they won't let you do it, just say, don't you know who I know, Damien Leith?
He's the Australian Day Wollongong Ambassador.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a guy from Wave FM.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Yesterday was scorching hot. Jade, I mean, you must have really struggled, okay? You told us that your fan, you lost the remote there last week. I mean, what did you do? A pregnant lady on a 40 degrees day.
Were you just... fan.
No, well, I mean...
As luck would have it,
oh,
we actually found the remote.
You found the remote?
Yes. So because we knew that Australia Day was going to be so hot, my husband's like, right, that's it. I'm going to look for this remote again.
Oh, gee, okay.
And I was like, okay, good.
Again, okay, so no success the first time.
No success the first time around. He was looking at it and he's going, can you remember where you put, is it in your bag? He knows what I like. I leave random stuff everywhere. So we're looking in my work bag, looking in the car, looking everywhere.
Did he check the fridge?
Yeah, he did.
He checked the fridge.
He checked the fridge? No, he didn't.
No, because you had car keys in the fridge here at work one day.
He checked
the your makeup,
checked
actually.
He checked rooms. He checked the vanity in the bathroom. He checked everywhere. And I'm going to do another sweep. And then I heard from our bedroom not long afterwards, found it! And we're like, woohoo! Yeah! Where'd you find it? And he goes, oh, it was in the bag just behind the bed. And I was like, oh, the green bag with all the library books in it. He goes, yeah. And I went, oh. I didn't have the heart to tell him. That would have been one of the first places I would have looked the first time around.
Well, behind the bed is an obvious choice, isn't
it? I know, that's what I said.
You were on the bed, the fan is above the bed.
Put the remote on the bed head when you go to sleep so that you can change it over the night if you need to.
He did a dad search.
Oh, he totally
did a man search.
Totally did the boy look the first time around. And because I've got my big tummy, I can't actually lean over the back of the bed to look properly, so it was completely up to him.
Milko, he's just let down the male race.
Oh, he really has. And, you know, I was that excited.
Not the first time.
I was that excited to find the remote and the fact that he actually was the one searching for hours that I just did not have the heart to tell him.
Did you go up to him and say, oh, darling, you are my hero.
My hero.
You have saved the day.
That is sick. Just sick.
But no amount of fans going to want me to you to touch me in bed, does still have to stay on your side.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
It's funny you mentioned Paul Kelly and the dumb things.
Yeah.
It's just reminded me of a kind of a dumb thing that I've been involved in recently. Someone said, maybe not a dumb thing. Maybe they would say it's genius.
Oh, well, let us be the judge.
No. Yeah.
What happened? We'll tell you by the end of the break whether it was genius or dumb.
Well, as you know, last week it was my birthday.
All right. Last Monday, did I tell you that my niece was born the same day as you?
Yeah, you did.
Oh. Mama Jew was very excited. She goes, oh, same birthday as Damien Lee?
You should call your child Damiana.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
They haven't.
Oh, right.
Anyway, we'll move on. So you're 45 now, and how's that going for you? You're looking good for your age.
That's very nice of you. Yeah, I mean, look, 45 years of age. I even got a letter from the government saying, hey, you're 45. A letter from the government telling me.
You only get like a letter when you're 100.
No, you get one when you're 45.
You get that from the Queen. Yeah, what do you mean you got a letter for 45?
For 45, saying, hey, listen, check in on your life. You could live longer and gives a whole bunch of things.
That you should have done.
I wish they had said that when I was 20, when I cared more.
That's right.
I'm 45 now. I'm kind of sitting my way, you know.
Sometimes it's too late, some people would say.
Sometimes it is too late. Over the last while, I've started wearing my glasses. I've always had glasses, but I've started wearing them a little bit more just because I'm a little 45. Bit tired.
You're blind.
No. Well, you're saying 45. Okay, that's what Eileen, my wife, that's what she was saying over the last while. She kept saying, oh, your eyes starting to fade now that you've turned 45.
Yeah.
You're getting a little bit older. And I was like, ah, come on, gee. Give a brother a break, you know. And I was like, come on, gee. But I was getting a full slagging.
Oh, you're right. Speaking of slag, that was down your throat. Do you need a bib, old man?
That was very strange, wasn't it?
Put your teeth back in and start again, Damien.
I think I just swallowed my entire spit.
Your dentures.
There's a big lump of spit stuck in my throat right now. But at the weekend,
Can I just say you're telling a story like an old man at the moment too?
Oh, stuff off the lobbyist. Look, bottom line is at the weekend, Kiki turned around. My little daughter, it was my daughter, Eileen, and myself. We were in the house. She said, can we all put on face masks? All right, like a mask, you know. I said, yeah, stuff it, let's do it. I had the package. Now, the writing on the back of the package is so small. It's minuscule.
Yeah.
So on the sly, without anyone seeing, I got my phone and I took a photograph of the instructions.
And then I zoomed it in. Oh, genius.
Yeah, zoomed it
Love
in.
It.
And then I kind of read it, got the details. And then I held it in my hand and I said, Eileen, here's what we've got to do. Okay, we got to get it. We got to plaster it on our face nice and neat in a thin layer. And
wait
leave
15
it.
Minutes and la la.
And Eileen said, let me have a look at that. And she says, how can you read this? You know, it's so small. I said, your eyes must be fading, Eileen. maybe I'm not the only one who's getting on in years.
Genius.
Yeah.
Stuff.
But then Kiki got my phone, which she normally does, and she went to photos and she says, "Hey, Dad, how come the instructions are on your phone?" Kiki, jeez, be quiet for God's sake.
Calm down.
Don't dob me in. Yeah, but I'm getting older, guys, and it's just a fact.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God I'm maturing like a bottle of fine wine.
Anyway, it's Jade, Strainy, Damien Leith in the morning.
You guys are so, you're so mean.
A bottle of fine wine.
You might not have heard our response. Turn up those hearing aids.
It's Wave FM, good morning.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainy and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.